This is KE8WUO, John. I thought I was familiar with it, but as this has all gone on, I see I wasn't. You know, I think there's other contexts of call signs that are used that don't give out your ID, I guess, and that's kind of what I was more or less thinking of. But yeah, this has opened up my eyes. I can definitely see where everybody is going with this, and it's all very interesting. And since I have very little experience with it, I will pass it back to you, my control.
Yeah, not a problem. Definitely, you know, and it gives me a good idea of where everybody's at. A lot of good answers, and you know, knowing this is important, especially when working in an event where we need to set something up, or if we're setting something up for a disaster. It's important to know. And you know, playing with the fire department and you know, the local law enforcement, we want to be NIMS compliant. We want to be able to work with them and on the same playing field here. So it helps out to know this. So well, it's good. It's definitely good. I appreciate all the answers. A lot of there's, you know, there's no right or wrong. Just wanted to see where we're at, and so definitely appreciate that. Mike, I know you might. I believe you know how to use it. So I don't wanna bother you. I know your antenna's playing with you there. But all right, I'll go ahead and break here and see if there's any more check-ins. And if not, we'll move on to announcements and let you guys go. Are there any more check-ins? Please give your call sign slowly and phonetically, given your name and where you're located.